Hello, welcome.
Welcome.
Podcast time. We are in El Paso, Texas. Day off.
Day off in El Paso.
Played a sold-out show last night in Tucson. First night of the tour. The main are back on tour.
Headlining.
With Grayscale. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Sold-out freaking show. Packed out.
Sweaty.
Really sweaty.
It was a nice day, but then that room was...
Yeah, it was fucking hot.
Goddamn hot.
Yeah, and we play Austin tomorrow, probably today by the time this is up, but
And then the Houston Rockets just lost.
Yes.
To the Golden State Warriors.
Yet again.
Someone needs to beat them.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen. But,
How are you? You're good.
I'm good. I could be getting sick. Not quite sure. Got a little chest thing that just kind of started happening.
When we started talking.
While we were recording the podcast.
That's how I love doing it.
Yeah. How were your couple off days at home?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like they went by very fast.
Yeah.
But, kind of sat around and listened to some podcasts.
Nice.
And did laundry and cleaned my house. Hung out with the animals.
Nice.
Hung with the girlfriend.
Very cool.
Ate dinner.
I'm very happy that you had food.
Took a shower.
Yeah. Something I was thinking about. It's crazy. Just... towards the end of the tour, I guess, kind of as like wrapping final thoughts going through my mind about the Take Max Sunday tour, just how I think now that we're not probably going to be in the same room as them for a couple weeks and have to just act like we're just cool guys, you know, can talk about how fucking crazy it is that we were just on tour with them playing those albums, and to be able to talk with them and hear stories about the time periods that we were going to their shows before we were in bands. And
yeah,
you know, just, you know, I ended up, you know, I think you had like similar things, but I ended up talking to Adam till 6 in the morning one day, and the other like a week ago, and just it was just cool. It was cool and awesome to have, you know, a band like that. You know, I'd, you know, say that they are good friends of ours, and you know, some of our favorite people to go on the road with.
Totally. Yeah, it's crazy being on the other side of it.
Yeah,
because that's something you're like, oh, it would be so cool if I toured with them one day. And then we've done it 3 times?
Yeah.
Plus other shows.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just one of those, like, I haven't talked to you about this because I forgot about it until now. But I had, in Vegas, at the last show, I was telling Adam that me and you had talked about wanting to bring him to the studio to produce a song.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like freaking out. Like,
really?
Yeah. He was like, it's like, I just got the chills, man. Like, he's like, are you sure? Like you guys would want that?
Oh, like, these are just fun.
I was like, it'd be so much fun. Just like come out for a weekend. We can record a song or two, or write something, record it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like, we'll figure it out.
You did not tell me that, you asshole.
I forgot about it until just now.
How can you forget about that?
Well, I don't know.
It's rude.
But
I'm also happy. I think that would be cool on both sides, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you get in your groove of working with, you know, certain your people, I think it'd be interesting for him too.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, you can do things like that. And for us, it'd be like, oh, you can do things like that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That'd be super fun.
But, yeah, it's crazy when you're, you know, I mean, that to me is like, you know, us going on tour with them is like, feels like the true, like, oh, this is what it's like when your dream actually comes fully true.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's like, what I felt
like.
When
like the actual thing that I was thinking in my head and hoping for happened, like, yeah. To the T. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. Like, yeah. My hope was, like, I want to tour with Taking Back Sunday. Probably more than any other band in the entire world when I was 16 years old.
100%.
That was what I would have said.
Yeah.
And the fact
And
that,
I think I said that.
Yeah.
And because that's all we wanted to be them.
Yeah.
Our old singer was at just a wannabe Adam.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. That's just. But it that those are times when it. Because I remember watching when they were playing Where You Want to Be and playing This Photograph is Proof. And I was like, because I hadn't heard that probably mm-hmm. since, I don't know, 2006, 2007?
Yeah.
I don't know when they would have played that last. But you that it's like that moment was like, oh, fuck. Because I've heard them play, like, Tell Your Friends, a few songs on that. And those hit me then. But, like, this was like, holy shit. This is that band that I fucking super duper loved. And, like, yeah. Just wanted to be more than anything. And, yeah. And then fucking show's over. And then you have a six-hour conversation with Adam and John Nolan about being sad or figuring out how to be a band on tour and like have a life.
Yeah.
And just all the millions of things that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy times.
Yeah.
And then that's over and now we're out.
And now that's fucking over and now we're doing
now we're doing our own thing. We don't have time to think about it. Just on to the next.
Yeah.
But
the next is I'm really excited for it. Okay. It's really fun. It was really fun to do that, but I'm really happy to
play our own shows for our people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night I had to like it was easy, you know, you give everything in the 40 minutes we had or whatever. And that's pretty easy. That's just like doing a little workout. Last night I was like, okay, hour 15, hour 20, I got to figure out how to ride this wave.
Yeah.
And I think I did a pretty decent job last night, but
yeah, we'll do it again.
We were talking about switching the set a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it right.
We'll just have to change out the order a little bit of a couple things and,
see?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's good.
Still figuring it out.
It's going to be a good tour though.
Yeah.
So
Austin tomorrow. Yeah. Or today, like you said.
Yeah. Then off to, Pensacola and Birmingham and yeah. All over.
Yeah.
So, thank y'all for listening.
Well, you can't thank him. It's not done yet.
Well, thank you for getting this far in.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think people skip our intros? You know, like every podcast is like, oh, thanks for listening this far.
It depends. I mean, I guess if it's like an interview episode and they just want to hear who we're with and yeah.
All right.
But. Well. Hopefully
this one's different.
Yeah, this one's different. So, right.
Well, thanks for listening.
We are answering your questions.
Did we say that?
No, we didn't.
Q&A episode.
Q&A. So here it is. We answered five questions, and here's question one.
Hey guys, I just wanted to call in and ask to see what you thought when you were young you might end up doing once you grew up and what you think you might have done if you weren't in the band. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you again this summer. Bye.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well,
this is such a, this, I feel like this gets asked a lot at the end of interviews.
Yeah.
So it's funny starting with it.
You know, I feel like, well, first off, we've been wanting to do this since we were kids. So
yeah.
I think this is kind of the only thing that I've ever wanted to do since I remembered, besides maybe be on the wrestling team and maybe be like in the Olympics or something for that.
You wanted to be in the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool.
It didn't happen. Didn't work out for me.
You haven't been in the Olympics?
I have not been in the Olympics. But So if, yeah, for a long time, this has been my dream. So the fact that it happened
since I saw that thing you do, the movie, that's when I've wanted. I remember seeing that with my brother and my mom, and then my brother started playing guitar right after that, and then it was pretty much, I was like, oh yeah, that's what I want to do too, and then I don't know, I was like 8 years old or 9 years old when that happened. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess my answer is that if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing something related to this. So,
or sad.
Yeah, or just be very sad all the time. Yeah.
I'd work for Lucasfilm. I would do that. I'd figure out a way to do something at Lucasfilm for sure.
All right, well.
You would manage.
Maybe,
see, you'd
maybe
still,
once this ends,
yeah.
you can work for Lucasfilms.
No, you would
Disney.
You'd be a manager. You'd still be doing music stuff. Probably.
Yeah. Well,
catering.
I would work for my mom.
Yeah.
And cater weddings or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for your question.
Hey Pat, hey Garrett. I have a story and then a question. This is Leah from San Mateo, California. My boyfriend and I both grew up going on vacations with our families to Gualala, California, totally coincidentally. Last month, we went up there together for the first time, and he actually proposed in front of the house where you guys recorded Lovely Little Lonely, because that album just means the world to us. My question is, before we went on our trip, we were rewatching Miserable Youth, and we've really been wondering what the story is behind Coach Grooves, if you can share that. Love you guys. Come back to the Bay Area soon.
Thank you for your question. That was incredible. Yeah, congratulations on the engagement. And
I'm glad the record means that much to both of you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a couple things to hit on. That, you know, yeah. First off, the fact that you grew up vacationing there, you're pretty darn lucky.
Yeah.
What a cool place to be able to go. And wow, that means a lot that, you know, our band and that record is a part of your engagement. That's awesome. That's cool. And it's an awesome house.
Also, how'd you find the house? That's
oh, you could see it. You know, you just, there's not that many.
I mean, because there's that one road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. Maybe for their honeymoon.
They rent it out?
They rent it out and they spend their mornings on the patio looking over the ocean, maybe drinking coffee in a hot tub, you know?
I would say they should rent it out and make an album.
Oh, okay.
You should spend a month honeymoon working really hard, making an album, but in the mornings, you can go in the hot tub and drink coffee.
All right.
Yeah.
So you just want them to be us.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going there. All
right.
I think anyone that's staying there now only makes albums. That's what I heard on the internet.
Yeah. Coach Grooves, I don't know.
Grooves.
I don't really even know where the name came from. I don't think I came up with the name, but.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah. It was before that. It was on tour.
Came out of my mouth.
I remember.
It was at the, on the 8123 tour.
Yeah, you came like, I don't know, it was the end of the night and maybe there was drinks involved. And then you came back from a bar and I was hanging out in the back and you were like, Coach Grew! And you did in that crazy voice. And then you kind of used it then on as like a little pep talk.
Yeah,
like,
I was, you know, let's go! I was just getting the guys amped up for the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, like a coach.
Yeah.
And then it just kept on going. Yeah, I haven't heard him probably since we recorded the album.
Yeah, but maybe he'll come back and make an appearance soon.
Yeah, we probably could have used it a few times.
Yeah, if you're interested and have zero ideas what this is, if you watch the final update video from the 8123 tour, I think he makes an appearance in that, because I would assume if you have no idea what we're talking about, this is very frustrating to hear.
Well, also, it's a Q&A. One person asked one thing. We're answering their one thing, Pat.
So fuck everyone else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
We're answering this specific thing. Well, because we're not saying congratulations to everyone about being engaged.
Because not everybody is engaged.
I'm not. You are.
Yeah.
Lupe's not.
Oh.
Well, Lupe keeps showing up in these.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you for your question, and congratulations again.
Hey, Pat. Hope you're doing well. I just
wanted to ask, Garrett.
How did it feel? How did the whole band feel after the success of You Are Okay and selling out basically all the bundles, the vinyls, everything? There's been such a huge reaction to this album, and it's been an amazing adventure. I've loved every single song off it, and I don't say that about many albums. So basically, how did it feel once you finally released it, and what was your craziest moment recording it, like crazy studio story or just weird moment that happened? That's all.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah, thank you. Well, he didn't. This is only you, I guess. I'm going to be part of this.
I have to answer it.
I'm going to be part of this.
Well, yeah, it has been crazy, and we're like kind of just now beginning like a headlining tour with the album out. Besides when we went to Europe, but
and that was, I mean. The new songs weren't out for very long.
Yeah.
But the reaction there even
was
of the
crazy,
new songs
yeah.
was nuts.
Yeah. But I mean, definitely seeing like Slip the Noose, you know, or Without You, you know, being the songs that people are singing along the most out of the whole set, is cool.
Yeah.
And you know, definitely something that you don't expect to happen every time, and when it does, it just feels good. And you know, it's happened for us a couple times, you know, where albums have connected pretty fast, you know, but this one seems to be maybe the fastest so far.
Yeah.
You know, even just from at the festival after the song had been out a day, so you know, that just feels good, and it makes us confident, and you know, we're gonna have a good couple years having fun.
That's what we always end up saying.
Playing these songs.
When things seem successful, we always go, hey, we got, like after No More That You went on the internet, and I always call Pat whenever something goes up, and then we always go like, hey, we got at least another 2 years of this. So I guess that's kind of our judge.
Yeah. We can continue to be a band. As far as, yeah, crazy studio stories or something crazy. honestly, am I getting a cold?
I think you're nervous.
No.
You're on mic and you're nervous.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I would say this was maybe the most boring making of an album ever.
Yeah. I mean, we had fun recording the songs and making the music, but
it was just work. I mean, yeah. it was the most like going to work album that we've done in 8 years.
Yeah.
We were so used to, you know, the question before, you know, we're renting that house out, looking out the beautiful ocean and, American Candy. We were in Joshua Tree, you know, doing our own thing and just like living in the album constantly for the entire time. This was not that.
No.
This was, wake up kind of whenever and then show up at the studio at 1:00. Do we get there at 1:00 every day?
Yeah, which is so late.
And we're not that band. Like, we don't sleep in and,
no,
like, go party and stuff like that. So, like,
when we're out making a record, we're just anxious to get to work. So,
yeah.
If it was up to us, we'd be there by 10:00 every day, the latest.
Like, we made Forever Halloween, we were in Nashville, and we had a lot of friends who lived in Nashville, and we didn't see them one time.
Yeah.
Like, not a single time. So, we're not, like, we're going to do something. We're going to do that thing, and we only want to do that thing.
Yep.
So it was difficult to get there so late, and then like just like putting a time limit on everything, and it was strange. But when we were actually working, it was great.
Yeah.
And there's definitely days when we were like, oh man, I wish we could keep going or be there early or whatever. I think I got a little off topic right there. But
you know, I guess the craziest it got was maybe we had a good dinner in between. We would we'd take a break for dinner, and that was probably the most exciting part beyond recording music every day. Was trying to decide.
It's so fucking lame.
Trying to decide where we wanted to go to dinner, but really it wasn't, you know.
Nothing.
Other records, definitely crazier things happening and stuff. But yeah, this one was just right to work, you know.
Yeah, and I think, but the craziest thing was, you know, like when the song came together.
Yeah,
a song was. It was like that moment.
And then we'd sit in the car. I mean, I guess I don't know if we talked about this. We might have before, but when we decided that the last song on the record was going to be the full 9.5 minute version was because we made it. We weren't going to put it on the record as that full chunk. We were going to have it as, you know, like a 3.5 minute song. And then we listened to the full version that we had made that we thought was just for an extra special edition of the record. And we listened to it in the car on the way home, just the rough demo of it. And we just thought, like, all right, people have to hear this.
Yeah.
We don't care. We don't care if some people don't want to hear a 10-minute song, like,
which I've heard from people that they're like, why did you do that?
Yeah. But I would say for the most part, I've been so surprised that people have been into that song as much as you know, it's really one of the ones that people talk about the most in the record.
Yeah.
You know, especially considering that it's that long. So I'm excited to put it in the set.
Going back to kind of what we were talking about a little bit ago, and just the guy that was asking about how happy we are and stuff, whatever. it's weird knowing that there's songs that I think people are really excited to hear that we are not playing yet.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, there's a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's probably
Heaven is probably the most.
Yeah,
and one that we talked about, which we will play and we'll start working on. But we are playing half the album right now.
Yeah.
So we're playing five of 10 songs.
Yeah.
But well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your question.
Hi, my name's Jocelyn. I just want to say I love the new album, You're Okay. I think it's one of my favorite albums that you guys released so far. I just wanted to ask if you guys think that You're Okay was received any differently than the previous release, Lovely Little Lonely, which I personally love, but I've been noticing a lot of like bigger crowds for the newest release than the previous. So I was just wondering if you guys noticed that too. Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
I think it's a mixture of both. I think it's that we made a record that people liked on the last one, but then us, because I mean, we booked these shows before a lot of people had heard them, heard the record. So, you know, maybe they heard None Without You or something. And so it was like exciting for them to see what was going to happen. But for a lot of like the Europe shows in particular, I think people ended up liking the album a lot, but, I think it's both albums, equally.
Yeah, it's, you know, on the last one, I feel like, I mean, people were into songs pretty quickly, but, you know, we played Bad Behavior at 8123 Fest, and, you know, comparing that to how None Without You was at 8123 Fest, very different.
Yeah.
I mean, people were into Bad Behavior but didn't really know it yet. And this time, people just like latched on to the first song way faster.
Yeah.
You know, we played Black Butterflies for the first time in London right before the album had come out.
The song had been out.
Yeah, the song was out a little bit.
But that one took a while too.
People liked it, but definitely nothing crazy. And then we played Slip the Noose or something, or, you know, My Best Habit in London now, and way crazier. So
yeah,
obviously that's probably a lot because of the momentum of the last record and what that did for us. So
I just think that people happen to like both.
Yeah.
I think
things are just going very well, and, you know, we're super happy about that, you know.
Yeah, it's it's crazy. Like, this has definitely been the strongest years of our band.
Yeah.
And, like,
we're 12 years into this, which hopefully, you know, shows people that, you know, there isn't a time limit on things. You know, if you're 50 years old and you're listening to this and you feel like you're trapped in a job or something that you don't like, you mm-hmm. know, it's like there's always time to do something. You know, I think for a long time we felt like maybe we were too old to have new success or something again. And, yeah. you know, it's like that's not the case at all. And, like, you know, if you believe in what you're doing and you do something that's special, you know, good things can happen.
And opportunities come yeah. together that you didn't think were possible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if we talked about the our first booking agent in Europe telling us that we would never get Reading and Leeds.
Yeah.
And we're fucking 12 years in. And
yeah.
We're going to play it.
Yeah.
It's just putting the time in and really caring about what you're doing. And people will like it, I think. Yeah. That's how it happened with us.
Yeah. We hope, you know, we hope that we can be the example for the, you know, that's the thing is, like, our success and everything hasn't been in your face and flashy, and, you know, we haven't been on the radio and all these things, and, you know, yet just by the power of people mm-hmm. and by the power of hard work, you know, this has happened and it's worked out. So I hope that we can be an example, and I hope people can take that into every aspect of their life and make something of it.
Totally.
So thank you very much for your question. Appreciate it.
Hi there. This is Kate in New York. I'm calling because I'm wondering if while you're making the album, if there's music that you don't let yourself listen to because you're afraid it's going to influence the album, or if you do, and those influences are a good thing. Thanks. Bye.
I feel
Kate.
Like, yeah, sorry,
thank you. Kate. Thank you for your question.
I feel like part of our job is listening to music.
Yeah.
And, like, finding cool, fun things to put our own twist on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely have the attitude that, you know, all music is influenced by other music.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not going to invent a new sound. You know, we're going to just invent our own version of what people have done in the past, but then played through our lens, and
which can make
something that does feel new. And you know, I think that's really been what we do. So I mean, we're constantly playing other people's music in the studio.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I would say we're listening to other people's music as much as our own.
Yeah. So. Maybe you are getting sick.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
But like the only way that we can grow and, you know, get better at this is bringing influences and you know, being able to there's five of us in the band, so we're all listening to different types of things. There, when you get stuck, what you need is someone to be like, hey, let's do that Beatles thing, or like, hey, let's do that I don't fucking Mike Kemp thing, or, you know, whatever. It's like there's so many things that, like, that we're all influenced by that shaped what we did. I think putting like a no, listen, put a mute. I have heard bands do that.
Yeah.
And I think that just hurts more than it's going to help you.
Yeah. Whatever works for them. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of great albums have been made that way. It's just
No, they haven't.
for us, this is what works. And we like music. We like to take ideas that other people have and bring it into our own.
I don't know if this was on purpose, but every night after the studio, we ended up listening to the classical radio, like orchestra,
because we were sick of hearing actual like full band rock music.
I remember just like it felt like it rained every day on the way home and just orchestra.
Yeah.
And it's just like driving by all the shitty drivers in DC. You know it. DC people.
People in DC are bad at driving.
You guys, I don't know what happened.
Well,
there.
I guess it's not really
Beltsfield.
DC area.
DC area. What's it called?
Beltsville. We also were living near Silver Spring.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the classical was on, because it was so stressful.
Yeah. But,
I can't leave it on that.
No. That is the final question of the Q&A.
Yeah.
Thank you all for asking questions. Appreciate it. Good to be back. People dug the episode with Tanner, so you know, maybe we'll branch out into the crew here. Maybe we can talk to
Adam.
Everybody.
Let's talk to Adam Simons.
Yeah. So thank you. Hopefully we'll see you all at a show very soon, and we love you.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic rest of your day, morning, evening, whatever.
Tight.